If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Products.
This is why everyone is here to hear what we've been putting on our faces.
Sorry to like hold your hands through our like waves of depression, but here we come to the products. Here we are.
Honestly, my skin routine has been very simple this year because you know what? I think we talked about it at the beginning of the pandemic. I was just like, my skin was great at the beginning of pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, who knew that most of my skin issues were from being outside?
Right.
Stay in this hermetically sealed home with like limited sunlight, everything works out great.
Yeah, and like never touching our faces and washing our hands 30 times a day.
That was the other thing, not touch, because we were at the stage where we're like, can't touch face at all. Mm-hmm. Hands were completely antibacterial, so there was nothing getting on them. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what a moment. But so yes, my routine's been very simple. I've been really, like my two cleansers, ones I've been alternating between, have been the Moon Juice cleanser, which I find to be a lot less drying than the Glossier jelly cleanser, and then the Eminence Stone Oil cleanser, which
so
I think we've linked to before, but it's wonderful.
It's a gold standard, really good.
And it's also just, especially for now when it's winter, it's just like, and the dryness that's around it, it's just very good for that. Then, beginning of pandemic, making my own hand sanitizer.
I remember.
That was... What a time when we just didn't have that. It was so funny. It was just like, everyone just really got on their, like, on their prairie shit. And we were just, like, DIYing everything. But it was, I still use my handmade ones because I was able to get it to the quantity that I really wanted in terms of, like, consistency.
Right.
And also I could make them smell how I wanted, too. And it's three very simple ingredients. I'll link to the actual, the official recipe that I used, because you do need to make sure that you are using enough alcohol for it to actually be effective. And then kind of counter, like balancing all of the dryness from all the hand sanitizers and washing your hands, the skin food, which it's just been incredible.
I need to order some. You're right. I was just thinking my hands need it.
It's so fantastic. So yeah, just got those and strewn them around the house. And I just remember, my husband at some point at the beginning was like, my hands are so dry. They're so dry and cracking. And I was like, first of all, you don't moisturize. Try this.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, wow, this is, and I was just like, how have you been going this long without moisturizing your hands? I just don't understand it. How do they do it?
I don't know. It's annoying though. Rodney's skin is always perfect. It's like like all of his body skin.
Exactly. And it's also just like it's a rare event where Doug ever gets like a spot.
No.
Like, I'm just like, he's like, you use soap on your face. This is so unfair.
Zero hormonal fluctuations. Like, that's the magic of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing changes. There are no variables.
Oh, this one new product, which has been great. It's called Faded by My Topicals.
Ooh.
And it's great. So it's for like sun damage and scarred skin, and it like kind of fades. It's for like hyperpigmentation, but it's good for like scars and like any marks left by spots and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so good. It is so effective. It smells disgusting. Ooh. I mean, I hold my breath when I'm applying it. And like other people may really like the smell. I think it just jars very much with me. But it really, really works.
Is it like a spot treatment or just kind of all over?
All over. And it just kind of evens out skin tone, kind of takes down these like, just kind of like really like stimulates the cell turnover of these like, of these dark spots. And just like they've been going so much more quickly than they usually
would. Oh, great. Okay, great.
So that's very good.
I feel like everyone is always looking for that. All the brown and, brown and black roses.
They're quite new. I think I only really discovered it like about a month or two ago. Yeah, it's been great. On the recommendations of everyone, I started doing Latisse this year. And I finally have eyelashes. So that's been exciting.
That is exciting. It's exciting. You've always wanted eyelashes.
I know. I've always wanted a pair, and now I have some. What a time. and it is very funny, just like this tiny, teeny little bottle and kind of brushing it on at night.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, I really didn't expect it to work that way. I was so skeptical. And so I was just absolutely shocked when I first, like, you know, they kind of put on some mascara in a while. And I was like, oh, my God.
You're so like, it's so funny. We're so similar in that way where we're like, I don't know, just like millions of people buy it and they're like a gajillion-dollar company. There's no way it could work.
There's no way. There's no way.
Everyone's just a moron.
Turns out I was Boo Boo the fool.
Oh boy.
I've been getting some good use out of my LED mask. Actually, like, so that's been fun. Just to, like, it's good to force like a 30-second checkout of just like not, you know, because you can't look at my phone. I can't do anything else really apart from either, like listen to something or kind of meditate or something. And so that's been very, very good. And the Poppy and Someday Rose Quartz Spray is just such a lovely hydrator. It's like this lovely little hydrosol. But another product that she has and makes, she's like this wonderful, she's basically a botanist who lives up in Laurel Canyon. And I think I've talked about her little tiny private spa before. She has this wonderful little outdoor spa on her grounds, which is like this bathtub and this sauna and this lovely steam room. And you have these wonderful treatments when, you know, we're allowed to go and get treatments again. But she has this one balm called this Emerald Balm. And it has some CBD in it and a bunch of other things. But for neck pains and aches, and because I, you know, for so long I wasn't able to get to a chiropractor. It was, this balm is incredible, but this has like seen me through pretty much every single pain I've had over the last like few months. And it's quite, like, it's about, I think it's like maybe like $60 for this pot, but the pot lasts forever. I mean, it's lasted me for like, you know, like I've still not finished the first one. Oh, more basic products for like, I mean, water. so I finally...
Always. We're always waking up to the wonders of hydration.
I know. Well, I think that like it's, I don't know what it was. Like, A, I think I was like drinking more in pandemic. So, you know, hydration becomes more important. But also like, I think like when I was out and about in the world, I always had a bottle of water with me. And so it was like this reminder. Whereas when I was at home, I would just somehow I would forget to drink water. So I got this, so an actual like underwater filter installed. So it's got its own tap. And so, because our water quality in LA is pretty bad. And there's a fair amount of lead and all the rest of it. And the Brita filters do a very good job. But I found I was like constantly refilling them. And the filters do start to get expensive. And someone explained, like, I worked out the actual cost of installing
the filter. It's so cheap.
And the cost. And I was like, oh, this is great. I'm just going to do this. This is so cheap.
Which one did you get?
I got the, I think it's the Aquasana one. And so it was, I think, like $200. No, $180.
It pays for itself in like 2 seconds.
Exactly. And then to install it, like the handyman came and did it. And he was like, he charged me like $50. And I think that the actual, so they ship you the new filters once every 6 months. And those are about like $40 or something. But they're a huge, they've always got sales. Yeah, keep an eye on the price, because they do go down quite a lot. And the final product, which has mostly been the most important, I'm so annoyed that I only discovered it so late in lockdown. Well, basically, my, like, I don't, like, I felt like my periods were getting so brutal this year. And every single one of them felt like they had come to fight me personally. And
it feels like it an invasion. You're just like, no, not now.
not now, but I just really felt like they were just so much heavier, so much more painful, and just so, like, all of the side effects were so much bigger. Like, my boobs are swelling so much more, and everything was just terrible. And then I think I casually mentioned this on Twitter describing, and this very lovely lady who runs a supplement company had basically said, like, oh, well, it's actually hundreds of women have been actually discussing about that. Their periods have gotten so much worse over pandemic because it's the heightened stress. Yeah. And I was like, stress can do that? What the fuck? And I called my gynecologist and she was like, yeah, yeah, it can. Yeah, yeah, it's probably why yours are so bad. I'm like, could you not have sent out an email about this? Maybe warned
something.
Just something.
Do you remember? Do you remember when the pandemic started and I was having 22-day cycles?
Yes.
That was such an insult.
It just a slap in the face.
It was like it ended and then I had a week and then PMS started. I had a week of normal and then PMS started. I was crazy.
It's just not okay.
No, I'm back to like 29. My normal is 31. We're getting back there, but oh my God, it's been brutal. It's been brutal.
See, the one thing that really helped, was this supplement, and it was, I actually got it at Erewhon, and it's called Pre-Men's Tea, and it has a bunch of different herbs in it, and I was skeptical because, you know, it's Erewhon, you know, they're just like lying most of the time to sell us, you know, shit that's really expensive, and that's, you know, fine, whatever.
They sell camel milk. They sell camel milk.
Yes.
Not chamomile. Milk. From camels.
Have I tried it? Yes.
Is it $27 a bottle?
I didn't buy it, but I tried it. There was the lady doing the samples. So I tried it. I'm like, this is very chalky.
Just like a little baby camel.
Just a little baby camel. So bogus. So I was very skeptical of these pills, but at this point I was like, I'll try anything. And they were like, it was like $15 for the bottle. Mm-hmm. And I, like a fool, also have the Erewhon membership, actually, which does actually save you a lot of money. So it was like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like $12. And so you take them for like a few days before your period. And I took them for like maybe 4 days beforehand. And my God, like the difference it made was just ridiculous. Like my period was suddenly light as a feather. Like I didn't have the enormous kind of, you know, usual boobs that I was getting over the last few months. Like I didn't, like my cramps went from like, you know, an 8 to like a 3.
No!
And it just like, it felt like my period just breathed in and breathed out. It was ridiculous. Okay,
I'm going to ask my doctor about this. Remember to ask your doctor about the supplements before you buy them in case they're interacting weirdly with anything else you're taking. Okay.
Indeed. Yes, definitely. Always ask.
That's exciting. That's really exciting.
Yeah, wonderful. But I'm livid that I didn't discover it until like last month.
Wasn't it like 6 months ago that I was like, did you know ibuprofen makes you bleed less? And we were both like, huh?
What?
I'm 41 years old.
What? Again, there needs to be an email sent by the health professionals to alert us to these pertinent pieces of information.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
All right. What have you been using this year?
What have I been using? Okay. Yes. Paring down. My goal has been, per usual, to pare down to absolute necessities. And you know how much I rely on my facialist, but I can't go to her. So I feel like I have really figured out my skin and I'm very proud of myself and I want to share because I have to say I'm really happy with it. Like it was hard.
I'm so excited.
Trial and error. Yeah. I'm really, really happy with my skin. And I have recommended these things to other people who have then written back and said, holy crap, it really works. So the miracle of pandemic for me, the miracle product has been the Cerave Resurfacing Retinol Serum. It comes in a teal and white box. There's also another one that comes in a purple box. It's called something else. This is the teal box. It's $16. And I put it on every night. And usually I cannot use a retinol because traditional retinols make me like peel or I'm sensitive to them and they sting and it's just not good for my sensitive skin. But the Cerave Retinol, after I think like 2 or 3 weeks of using it, I've just like brushed my face and my skin just... It's like I was like brushing sand for my face and my skin just sloughed off in like the most beautiful, gentle way. And ever since, this is a crazy thing to say, but it's shared by a lot of people that I have shared this product with. After a few weeks, you might not notice a difference because you're just seeing your face every day. But a month in, if you take a picture of yourself, you will not need a filter. It is like, wow. It's just like, it's like a filter in a jar. I keep calling it. It's been magical. It's super cheap and it really, really works. My skin has not been sensitive at all. So that every night, plus the, I needed to find a really good moisturizer, especially for the winter. So I left Tatcha, just like I love their products and I love how they don't smell. And so I went to like the Sephora website and took the little quiz that was like, what do you need? And then I picked a Tatcha product and it was a Tatcha Dewy in the, you might not need such a heavy, I'm like, you know, older. So I need like a pretty heavy moisturizer.
People have told me about like, are very evangelical about this, the Tatcha Dewy one.
Yep. And there are different layers of like richness. Like a younger person maybe with like a more moist skin wouldn't need the purple but might do the like kind of lighter version, so you can pick like what your version is depending on your skin's tendencies. But the Cerave plus the Tatcha has been a miracle for my skin. Like do you remember when I was on the phone with you and I was like, my mother just called and told me my skin looks great, and you're
yes.
it was like
alert.
She's usually, God bless her, like she's very complimentary, but you know, she's like, oh, you look tired, might come, like, I, you know, like, no, she's like, what's going on with your skin? And I was like, I've made it. I'm a success. The Tatcha Dewy. And then, you know, the Elta MD SPF, which I love on top of that. So yes. That's my routine. The retinol I only do at night, and the moisturizer and SPF I do during the day. And that's my whole routine. And then every night I've been doing again, because I'm getting older, you know, my hands and my lips every night before I go to bed. So I do just like a Blistex and like a, you know, a UB hand cream is really nice. It's a Japanese hand cream.
I need to start doing my hands more at the moment, actually, before bed.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get preventative about that.
I think for me, I just need like a ritual. So it's like, okay, if I remember to get in, like take my supplements, get in bed and then do it, I won't skip a night. Yeah. The Kate Somerville mask once a week, the scrub, is great. I bought a little bottle. I mean, it's like $80, which is crazy. I bought a little thing and it's lasted me. I bought it way before the pandemic. So it's lasted me almost a year. And like, you know, it's like a facial every week. So it's great. And then I have the Neutrogena Rapid Repair eye cream, which is really effective. Oh. I really like it because I was noticing, and these are not going to, listen, I like a sign that I laugh a lot and smile a lot, but not, you know, that deep. So I've been putting that
pandemic
on.
Has accelerated some aging.
It really has. Yes, it really has. So. And then, you know, the thing that I like to keep my pores clean. So I have a magnifying mirror and I have, you know, a blackhead tool, which I do every couple of weeks after a steamy shower. I got the new face, thanks to you.
It's so good.
It really works. And I haven't done it this week because I've been so busy and you can already see it starting to creep back, but usually takes care of my Zoom neck, which was the problem, the kind of crepey neck down here. But it is.
It's crazy at how effective it is.
So effective. So effective. And I will say the price, it can be up to like $400, but when it goes on sale, it's closer to $200. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out for sales.
Do the sales. Honey, the Honey plugin is fantastic for like finding it cheaper.
Yeah.
And some people like, you know, you can get the refurbished ones as well. And there are definitely secondhand ones that do go on OfferUp and that kind of thing. But honestly, the sales are really good.
We all chipped in for a friend. Now that we're all in our 40s, this is the crap we buy each other.
Yes.
But we all chipped in for a friend and it was like $200. So you know, like that's a price it can go down to. So don't fall for it.
And that's honestly the price of like a good facial, which none of us are getting at the moment anyway. So.
Or, you know, four okay ones. Whatever it is, like it's worth it, you know, like it's a month and you can, and I noticed a change within 2 weeks and it says the pamphlet says do it every day. I don't know who has the time. I was only doing it a couple times a week and I noticed right away. What other products am I loving? Okay. This is dorky. Well, a couple of things.
Yeah.
The Honeywell humidifier that I have, I keep right next to my bed at night. And that's been really good for just keeping me moist in general. And just like, all of a sudden I have allergies, of course, which is like super convenient during COVID. Waking up
horrifying. Every time I cough or sneeze, I'm like, again,
every time.
Is it time?
And it's not. But the humidifier at least keeps my mucous membranes moist. Gross. It just makes me feel a lot better. I'm not waking up as like puffy or groggy, which is really helpful. And then, okay, so this is dorky. I carry around in the car a thing called a Suds to Go. And it was absolutely marketed to me on Instagram. And I did buy one.
We have been brought to our knees by Instagram marketing.
It totally, totally worked. It was I found a coupon. It was $30. And it is a metal canister that looks like a water bottle. And on the side, it has a little pump for soap. So it's got a soap and water. And with the two kids, you know, I'd hate sanitizer. So you
can fully wash
your
hands.
You can wash your hands anywhere you are. And I like to, I much prefer.
Add to cart.
Yeah, it was.
To cart immediately.
But I think it's great. You just fill one side with foaming soap, you know, buy foaming soap separately, you fill it with foaming soap, and then you have the water, and it just sits in the car. So like whenever we need to, because I was nervous about my kids eating in the car with like not super clean hands, and now I don't have to worry about any of that. So that's super great.
I am buying this for so many people for Christmas. This is such a great gift. And it's like $30. Oh yeah, and it's like a 20% off coupon.
Oh great, great. Yes. There's always coupons. Oh,
that's so awesome.
And then another thing that is wonderful with the coupon is I'm doing pretty well. Like I've talked about this a lot on here, but I practice transcendental meditation. I meditate twice a day for 20 minutes. It's the only thing keeping me afloat. I thank goodness that it came into my life. Now, when I have an issue or like a week or a day that even transcendental meditation cannot fix, I reach for my Plus product CBD tins, CBD gummies from Plus. Mm-hmm. And I've tried other ones. They're not as good as this. This is a lot of bang for your buck. Each little gummy has 50 grams of CBD in it.
Oh.
Yes, which is a lot.
That's really good.
Uh-huh. And each tin, I believe full price is $40, but there are very often 30% off coupons. So watch for I stock up every time it's 30% off. So there's one that's a calming, which is blueberry, and there's one that's energizing, which is grapefruit. And I find them both great, and they work well for like a, you know, just when you are feeling that kind of panicky feeling. I probably go for like for it once every couple weeks, but it's been really, really helpful to like chill me out.
I'm getting that because that's such a good price, because some of the CBD in LA is so expensive.
Yeah, and when you look at the milligrams, you're just like, that doesn't make any sense. It's a really, of course, I looked up the value, and it's quite good value. So yeah, those are my products. What are you wearing? What are you buying to wear? You're laughing. I know you're just staring at your closet. I know. I'm sorry.
It's also, I mean, honestly, even though I wear the same two things, this has not stopped me from buying clothes. So
for after, you're an optimist.
I literally bought leopard print ankle boots the other day.
I bought a leopard print jumpsuit. It's not here yet.
Oh, yes.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I think we're just anticipating the absolute rumspring at which we'll be post-vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. The things I've been wearing a lot have been, so there's these low and gray, like super soft sweatpants sets. And they're very well cut, so they look quite smart, but they are so ridiculously soft. I don't know how to explain it. I recommended them to a friend recently, and she texted me. She was like, I don't understand how they're so soft. And I was like, if they were made of babies, I'd believe them. And she said, cool, then get more babies. Just but they're so wonderful. And so I think it's so weird. So I think the company Lou and Gray have folded into like Ann Taylor Loft or whatever. So that's where you can get them. Ooh. And but I think the good thing about them folding into Loft is like they constantly have discount coupons.
Yeah.
And so usually the set is like 120. I just stocked up, and in there, like they had like this huge 40% off sale.
Ooh, right now there's a 50% off sale. I'm looking, there's a very cute sweatshirt, which I'm adding to my cart right now.
Snap them up. Do it right now. Okay. You will not regret it. And they're also, they're great gifts as well for like both men and women.
What size am I? What size am I?
You are a small.
Okay, thank you.
So then there's the leggings I wear most are the Uniqlo Heat Tech leggings, which are actually kind of, they're basically a thermal underlayer, but they're very thin and they're very easy to move in. And I use them since most of my socializing is outdoors. It's, I wear them underneath a pair of pants for like in the evenings if we're kind of like sitting outside. But they're just great. And they're like, I think like $10 or something. So I just have like an entire drawer full of them because I just go through them so quickly.
That's a good idea. I should get some.
They're really, really wonderful. And I like their long sleeve as well. For like, I tend to work out in them sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they're so functional.
I'm like just shopping now. Sorry. Yeah. I'm like, what? Like heat, fine. Tech, heat, is there hyphen in that? Or?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that later. You don't need to do it in real time.
You do. Listen, you know, otherwise you forget. I get it. Also, the Uniqlo one, Aerism workout leggings are great as well, since we're all doing, you know,
so many workouts. So many workouts.
And also not wanting to spend dumb amounts of money on home workout wear. But theirs are fantastic. They are, you know, like Lululemon quality, and they're like $25.
Oh, yeah. You've recommended those before.
Great. Mm-hmm. So wonderful. And yeah, and I think like because like, again, so much of my socializing is like just outside since we're not having anyone in our house is and now it's like colder. I just like a lot of really big jackets. So I'm wearing my very big Moncler for outside nighttime hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did get last year this amazing Urban Outfitters coat, which is basically a duvet. And it's just, it's great.
Yeah.
It's so big. You could sleep in it.
It's like a baby snowsuit for a grown-up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's awesome. So yeah, those have been the main things I've been wearing. Like I bought some dresses during the summer and they're great because they're just an entire outfit. I've been wearing no separates really in terms of like, you know, nice outfits for when I have to do meetings and Zooms and the rest of it. So yeah, it's basic. It's just been dressings and Uniqlo leggings.
Yeah.
That's what have you been wearing?
I, as you know, like to wear a uniform.
Yes.
I wear a Madewell high-rise boy jean in a size too small. That's all I wear on the bottom. I have not bought any loungewear. I'm not allowed to buy loungewear because then it's the beginning of the end.
Fair.
I have one pair of leggings because I know if I had more, I would never see the rest of my clothes again.
Yeah.
And so I wear my jeans. I wear my Madewell t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
White and gray. Dork. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong. There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah,
I have
a uniform.
Yes, I have
you're
like
Steve Jobs.
I have,
like what?
I have like 4 or 5 sweaters I like, you know. I wear my J. Crew slippers. I wear my Uniqlo socks, which are very nice, very warm, thin socks. I wear them with my clogs or my sneakers, my Stan Smiths. A very sweet friend named Steve the other day, you know, our little girls met up at the playground and he said, I know you only have 4 outfits, but I love your style. And I was like, that's technically a compliment.
It's an interesting compliment, but it's true. You always look so smart.
Thank you. It's because I just wear the same thing. I wear the same thing every day. I also usually wear a Casio watch, which I am not wearing right now because it tells me the time. What else do I need a watch for? I don't understand. He laughed at it. He was like, and that's your watch? And I was like, yeah. He goes, your real watch? I was like, yes.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Doug wears a Casio watch as well. It's the same. Yeah.
It tells me the time. What do I need it for? If I lose it, I break it. It's $7. I'll buy another one.
Yeah.
I can't have stuff. Spanx undies, man. Spanx undies have been saving my life.
Okay.
They make like I'm 41. I wear high rise undie. Okay.
Yeah.
And it just like, I mean, how else do I wear jeans during a pandemic?
The fact that you're even wearing jeans in a pandemic is heroic.
Every day. Also, because it just keeps everything else kind of in check. And I'm like, okay, today I'm going to eat 2 pounds of chocolate, you know, and like, you know, a scoopful of salt. Not fit into the only clothes I have. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm too cheap for that to happen. I did buy something for myself that I'm very excited about. It's I saw Nicole Thurman wear this robe online. You know who Nicole is? She's a comedian. She's very funny and she has an awesome Instagram account. Just full of joy, this woman. She comes out of Seconds to Chicago and she lives here now and she's just so fun. You would love her. So Nicole had this really bright striped robe and the fabric, I'm just really into fabrics. Like it seemed like a really lovely fabric. And I was like, what's that robe? And she sent me to a site called Bathen. B-A-T-H-E-N.
Oh, yes. I think you sent this to me. Yes.
And these beautiful striped robes and these bright colors. They're kind of like the robes you could wear all day, every day, anywhere. Probably not when it's super, if you live somewhere super, super, super cold, but it is just, it's exactly the weight and the color that I've been looking for. I mean, it was the thing, I pulled it out of the box that it came in and I put it on immediately, like over my clothes. I wanted, you know, it's one of those things, how often do you buy something that you just want to wear like all day?
Yeah, I just like immediately. Yes.
Yeah, so I highly recommend. I think the fabric's lovely. It's really well made and it's such a cheerful, they have such cheerful colors and they have some other things too. They have a short version and a long version and I don't know. They're just making me really happy. Those in my Muji pajamas, which I thankfully ordered before they. Yeah. I can't.
I know. It's look. I don't know what's happening with Muji because I also managed to order some the other day too.
Oh,
and you can still order. Fine. And I was like, is this a mistake? Is this website just like, you know, just not going to work?
Am I actually going to get them?
Yeah. And I did. And they showed up and they're delightfully soft.
Okay.
And it's just perfect. So we're still buying online.
Okay. I mean, they have the worst website.
It's atrocious. I don't know how they managed to get away with it this long. And it's also so anathema to the spirit of the store, which is so functional and just so well run.
No, it's impossible. It's impossible to get around on the Muji website. But if you can find the pajamas, buy like 10 pairs. They're so well made. They're so comfortable. And then I love that they have the little slot for the button so that your shirt doesn't ride up. It's the best. It's the best.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What's next?
Well, I mean, usually we have the scam section, but I feel like this year we got scammed.
We did.
So, we really did.
We really did. This country, man.
I realized yesterday as I was paying my frigging tax bill, I'm like, taxes for what? For whomst? For what?
Services? Where do they go?
To, like, companies. To Mitch McConnell's friends.
I would happily pay taxes. I absolutely believe in the value of taxes for a better society. But we're not, there is no social net in this country. Everything is broken. So where is the money going? Is it going to the tanks? Do we need more tanks? Or do we need?
It's mostly going to the tank.
This $600 thing. $600.
$600, and also the fact that within that fucking bill there was a tax break for if you own a racehorse.
And you can claim your full lunch now.
Yeah.
As a business expense. It's disgusting. It's all disgusting.
It's so wretched. So freaking wretched. And like I said, I also feel like we kind of got conned into also doing the work that all of our institutions were supposed to be doing, which is like supporting people's GoFundMes and driving small businesses from the brink of failure. And like, meanwhile, and then also then having to sit there this weekend and watch every single bad actor
get the vaccine first.
Every one of those motherfuckers who was like, it's a hoax and don't worry about it, getting the vaccine before me. Like, I wanted... If I ever get the chance to fucking slap Rupert Murdoch in the face, I'm going to do it.
That guy. Thanking the NHS after all this stuff he said about socialized medicine. I feel so lucky. Listen, this country is broken. Who knows if it can ever be fixed. I feel so lucky to have parents who are basically socialists because I don't know what it's like. You can be socialist and be a prof- like my You know, my parents are not like, my dad's a doctor, like they're doing fine.
Yeah.
But he does believe that education and healthcare should be free because otherwise you live in a country where you're telling people that not everybody deserves those things. And that is evil. That's evil.
Pure evil. It's so ridiculous. And I will never get used to being here. And like, you know, when I think about had my family started in this country, half of us would be dead.
Yeah.
Like the fact that like, you know, when my brother was born, he had a very complicated brain surgery and his surgery was performed by like basic, like this cutting edge kind of surgery by these, you know, neurosurgeons who here, he would not have gotten that at all, like at all, but that was completely free. And just like the fact that I just do not understand how a country where, you know, looking at, like, you know, getting emails from, like, you know, my, I don't know, like my, the person who, like, takes care of my money, mm-hmm. saying just like, oh, your stock portfolio is, like, booming. And I'm like, how does that make fucking sense when mm-hmm. people cannot eat? How does that, this is absolutely broken.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah, this $600 thing, man.
Just all of it.
It's a slap. It's worse than nothing in some ways. That's the way it comes.
But then also the way the flow of money in this country is celebrated. It's like, yeah, it's great that Mackenzie, not Bezos, whatever her name is now, yeah. is giving away 55, whatever, gajillion dollars yeah. this year. That's wonderful. Should she have to?
Yeah. Should she have
should
to?
Should she have to? Or should we just have, like, universal child care and education yeah. and medicine? Because we have the money. We have the money. It's the whole yeah. point. The whole point is that we lord around the globe that we're the most important, like, advanced, yes. wealthy country in the world. So what is the money for? Yeah. What's the money for? It's not for us.
Like 10 people. It's for like 100 people.
It's sickening.
It's grim.
It's sickening. And they're so, like, keep donating. Yeah. And it's like, I will happily donate. I will give someone this three sweaters off my back.
Yes.
If they don't have sweaters. But shouldn't there be a more efficient solution? Like, can I donate through my taxes and then you help them yeah. live? Like,
and maybe do it at a more efficient scale rather yeah. than me having to do it directly to, like, each individual. Like,
each individual yeah. that I hear about yeah. who comes across my yeah. like Twitter feed.
So yeah, so that's been the scam of 2020.
It is. That's like, true. There's not, all got scammed. I have nothing to add. Perfect statement.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to the government for performing the ultimate scam. I mean, you know, gosh. Game respects game. Okay, so what have we actually been doing over pandemic? I mean, apart from, I mean, having all of our actual jobs and looking after children yeah. and
what so have we been doing for ourselves?
I mean, still working out has been, I mean, one way of kind of keeping myself kind of, like, tethered to some semblance of, like, of a routine and just being able to actually, like, feel within my body. And also, you know, the endorphins are great too.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of, so Dance Body is, like, probably mm-hmm. my favorite dance class at the moment mm-hmm. because there's a lot more choreography. So I really have to switch my brain off. I can't be thinking about other things and getting really stressed out because I just have to be focusing on the actual routine. And their sculpt class is fantastic too. It's like, it's very kind of Tracy Anderson, but without actually having to pay for Tracy Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
But I really love it. And that's great. I will also embarrassingly come around to Peloton very early in pandemic. That was an immediate U-turn.
I mean, they caused it.
They caused it.
It was after we laughed at their ad and they were like, ugh.
Let us go into Wuhan mm-hmm. and sprinkle some virus mm-hmm. and now we'll see who's laughing.
Wuhan, of course, has not seen a case since May.
I know.
They're just all at the wave pool hanging out.
They were having such a great time at the wave pool.
The nightclubs, the wave pools.
Ridiculous. I think for me it was like, oh my God, seeing that video. And then it was also just like, there was a party at Hong Kong's Soho House.
Like, oh no, why? Why do you know? Mute it all.
Immediately. But yeah, so I came around to Peloton quite early on. Mm-hmm. And now, because I do wear the Apple Watch, mm-hmm. which has been actually very helpful during pandemic, mm-hmm. just to actually see if I've, like, walked anywhere.
Yeah.
So they've just released this thing called, like, Apple Fitness Plus, which mm-hmm. is basically Peloton,
mm-hmm.
but it's, like, all of these fantastic workouts, but the music is better.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because of Apple Music, mm-hmm. they've just, you know, they have everything.
Yes.
So the music is, it's a little better. And I did a couple of the HIIT workouts last week. And I mm-hmm. really felt them afterwards. And it's been a while since I've had, like, a proper workout mm-hmm. where I've actually felt that soreness. We're like, oh, my body did something.
In a situation like that, in your HIIT workout, which my husband loves to do, he's a Barry's devotee. How much stuff do you need? We have stuff, but, like, what do you need equipment wise?
For the HIIT workouts, there are some that you need just a mat. Mm. So you're just using your body mm-hmm. weight, which is fantastic. And then other ones, you just need one pair of like heavy dumbbells or what's okay. heavy to use. So well, that's a pair of 10s or mm-hmm. 15s. But yeah, I mean, a lot of HIIT workouts, you can really get away with just like the mat dumbbells. Or if you only have just one kettlebell mm-hmm. as well. So yeah, it's very, very little. And right. you can kind of, the way that they're designed is also like you can do them in pretty small amounts of space.
Okay.
So you can do them in an apartment, which is really good.
I should tell. He would really like that. He loves. Yeah, he's been missing his classes. He loves an exercise class.
And it feels like you're in a class, which is cool.
Okay.
Like, that's the thing. It does, like, they have, it's not just the instructor, it's like a few people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it does just, it feels like you've gone somewhere. Which yeah. is so miserable.
No, that's, I mean, you have to trick yourself into it, right? Like, I haven't figured that out yet, other than, like, drives to run errands. I don't.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. It's a bummer. I mean, the other thing, I mean, I will say we're so lucky being in California yes. so much of the year, yes. you know, I have been able to go out on hikes.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a period at the beginning of pandemic when hikes were illegal. And so that was such a weird time.
There is still, I believe they are still illegal with a friend, but you can go with a stranger.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that's indeed. The new rule.
Yeah, so there've been a lot of there's a great app called All Trails, yes. which will also which is very helpful and yeah. tells you how difficult a hike is and like, you know, how long it is and that sort of thing. So that's a very good.
Yeah, I've looked at that for the kids too, because when you're yeah. taking a 6-year-old, like he can hike, but it needs to yeah. be like an easier, they'll tell you exactly what the slope is and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Oh, and doing lots of you know, at the beginning of summer we bought a projector. So that we could like watch movies outside. Mm-hmm. So when we were, you know, allowed to like, you know, kind of have people over in the back garden, because it was like the only way that was like really safe for us to see people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just got this wonderful projector. So pop that up outside. Like everyone brings their own snacks and blankets and chairs, and we just like watch movies.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That was really, really nice. Because yeah, going to a movie theater has been like the thing I've missed the most.
Really?
During the pandemic. Mm. Yeah. I mean, amongst like you know. Every like going to restaurants and you know mm-hmm. the rest of it, but yeah, just like there is just the pure escapism of being in a movie theater,
right?
Was something that I'd really missed, and it was one of the things I was most excited about when I got to go back to England this summer because mm-hmm. I got to have my 1 month of my 1 month of pandemic,
yes,
England, which was incredible. And the first film I saw was Tenet, which was. Ridiculous, as you will all find out as you watch it in the next couple of weeks. It's just come out here. Plot line, no sense. Zero. No. There's also a great line in the first like 10 minutes of the film where some of the theory is being explained and the character literally says, don't try and understand it, just feel it.
No.
I was like, that's amazing.
No. I hope that was in response to a note. It was like logical. He's like, here you go.
Here you go. This. And they're like,
it's fine.
This one, Evelyn, what are we doing?
I fixed it.
Amazing.
I hope I can ever get to the point where I'm just like, you guys don't get it. So
you just don't get
just
it.
I'm gonna go make this now.
My fans will understand.
Yeah.
Just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But the thing that was really enjoyable about Tenet is it's just mm-hmm. like it's just getting banged in the face with special effects mm-hmm. and half of it shot on the kind of Italian Riviera, and it was just like it just felt like a sensory vacation.
Like
it
the immersion, wonderful. Yeah. Well,
yes.
Oh god.
So yeah, if you do watch anything over the holidays, just watch it on a very big screen and turn up the music very loudly and yeah.
Yeah.
You'll feel like you've gone somewhere.
We have a projector as well, which we do in our room against like the big wall at the end of our bed. I'm at a point right now where I can't look at foreign locations. I'm just too.
Yeah.
I just am too bummed. I'm just too bummed. I can't pretend mm-hmm. to be there, but I'm hoping next summer. I don't know. Who knows when we can actually do it.
So, okay. What have you been up to? Apart from keeping everyone in your house alive.
Working and keeping the kids happy, you know, like that's most of it. As for myself, I have been working on my penmanship.
Yes. Oh my, okay. So Priya texted me and mm-hmm. Said that she wanted to practice her handwriting. And I thought she was exaggerating. Yeah. She's like, my handwriting's very bad. I'm like, no, it's not. Don't be ridiculous. Mm. And then I think you sent me a picture of your grocery list and you said, can you read that? And I was like, oh no.
No.
What is that? is granite? And she's like, that's granola.
It's, I'll post a photo. My handwriting is illegible to my own self. Like, I can't, I write things down and then I can't read them. So I have decided to, and for many years I've been saying I'm going to get better at it. And then because of homeschool and being so involved in all of my son's learning, I thought, well, while he's learning to write, I might as well start over again, you know, and so we can like practice together. And so I bought this penmanship book. It was like 35 lessons to a great penmanship or whatever. And I've learned that my problem is I just write too fast. That's my main problem is that I write too fast. And then I also seem to have some sort of mild processing disorder where like my, it's just like there, the gap between my brain and my hand, there's a little glitch there. So if I slow down and I write more slowly, then it, that, that does really help to allow for like a free kind of flow. It certainly, if I'm quick writing a list, it still looks like garbage, but if I slow down, I can really read it and actually it looks really nice. I'll never be a calligrapher, but it's an improvement. And those little things, I don't know. I've always liked to teach myself things and get better at things and learn things. So that's a small thing. I'm crocheting. Crocheting always calms me down and really makes me calm. It's something, you know, I learned when I was very, very small with my grandmother. And and that's something that I'm making a little jacket for my daughter right now because she needs more clothes. God. I mean, all I do is buy her clothes. Yeah. I don't buy myself clothes. I buy her clothes. But I,
she just wears them so well.
She does. I get to look at her and she makes me happy. So just things with my hands. I wish I could. I'm just a little bit at a loss. I cannot figure out. This is just a problem I always have, right? Like it's this triangle between like want and need and have to do. So like I'm fine with duties. Like my duties I can do. The thing, the needs I can cover, but like, what do I want? Like, what would really, like, I don't, I can, that's like the last, maybe it's like an immigrant thing. I just can't, it's hard for me to be like, what would make me happy right now? Yeah. What makes me happy is having everyone taken care of, but that's not healthy.
As you just said, what do I want? All I could, all my only reaction was just like, I just want everyone to be cool. Like, can everyone just be, my family, just be all taken care of and just like, everybody be okay.
But that's not
that's not healthy.
It's not like they'll be okay, you know?
Yeah.
And they can also like I have a partner who will also help. Yeah. But for some reason I can't. I'm just on constant alert that everyone needs something and I can't get out. I don't know. I'm just hoping I keep going like I hope this ends and then I'm like, well, I really need to find a way to like live with this. Because it's going to be quite a bit longer, but I haven't figured that out. It's all my old tricks, you know, like reading and doing things with my hand. Like they help to an extent, but they're just not like something. I need something else and I don't know what it is. And and then, you know, and then it comes and it's like, well, usually I would plan a vacation. I can't do that. So
yeah.
So what is it?
I'm kind of doing like I am future planning vacations is like helpful and also because like flights are ridiculously cheap at the moment too
and you can cancel them and stuff so I should really just do that. What are you, do you have like a, I wanted to talk a little bit about planning for after all this whenever that is, like what are you gonna do what are you gonna do what's the first thing you want to do?
I mean, when we're allowed to the outside again, the first thing I'm doing is like going home to see my family. Yes. So that's really the thing that I'm kind of, you know, that I'm just kind of holding out for. And then I'm just going to go on every holiday. That's, you will have a very hard time finding me once vaccine is injected. Because now there is no excuse for letting me work remotely.
No.
Like, you have to let me Zoom into meetings.
Yes.
We've established that that's perfectly efficient. Yes. So I'm going to do that from Morocco. Yeah. And you're just going to have to be cool with it. That's, I mean, and honestly, like, beyond that, like, my, you know, realizing that plans have been absolutely meaningless for this year, like, just, you know, giving myself over to the chaos and, you know, learning to be flexible.
Yeah.
And having my expectations actually be really fucking low.
100%.
If I can just get through this with some shred of, like, sanity and dignity. I know dignity might have left the building.
just the thinnest veneer of elegance.
Yes. Just a little, just a touch. if I can do that, like, that's really, I feel like that's really successful. And, like, and honestly, just because everything's just been really fucking hard this year, and there's also been this, like, demand for, like, peak productivity, like, the other thing for this year is just, like, being very, like, you know, being a lot firmer and saying, like, I don't feel like working right now. And this deadline is a bit fabricated, and I'm not going to punish myself to satisfy something that we've just made up. Like, this is ridiculous. And we just need to be openly saying that everyone is not okay. And expecting everyone to be performing as if they are okay is just absurd. And it's just like, and it's hurting people. It's really, really hurting people. And just give everyone a bloody break.
This is like, a country that has a problem with time off anyway. And you and I are very big on our vacations. And when we're out, we're out. Like, our out of office is serious. And everything's blended together in a way that is not comfortable for us or for anyone. And now that home and work is all like in one big jumbled pile, it's really uncomfortable. I don't like the lack of boundaries. It just is upsetting to me. And also, it's been a hard year for you and I both as planners, like, but it's been good. That's been, honestly, that's the best thing to come out of it, quote, is that, is that now I think we were always like worried. We plan excessively because we think things might go to shit. And now that they
They did anyway.
And now that they do every day, I'm like, all right, so the flight's canceled. So the hotel didn't work out. So the blah, blah, blah. Like, whereas it used to send me into like a spiral, I think now I'll be like, at least we're not in a pandemic.
Well, I guess it's, I will say something I have noticed, like, you know, the craze for home organization has been the space that all of us planners have kind of put a lot of that energy into. There is definitely a think piece available if anyone wants to write that essay, not me. But yeah, I think there is definitely, the home edit is just a symptom of just all of us going like, I can't, there is no order in my life right now. So you color coordinate these lip glosses.
Yeah, and looking for control wherever you can find it. It's really, really, really hard. But also just like relaxing and being like, well, I can't control anything. So alternating between.
Exactly. And no, I don't. It has been very, very good for that. I think that's been, the one of the best takeaways of this absolute debacle.
I think that our last thing we were going to talk about was our beauty of the year. I think we agree on who our beauty of the year is.
I mean, it's Stacey Abrams.
It's Stacey Abrams.
End of list. Like,
it's Stacey Abrams.
I mean, saved the world?
Potentially saved the world.
It just, like, the list of things that was suddenly like, oh, okay, great. So we're back in, okay, right. So we're going to be able to do something about climate change. Great. we'll actually have some degree of a handle on this pandemic from January. Great. And all just Stacey Abrams, man.
Yeah. And not to diminish the work of like thousands and thousands of people across the country who've been doing what she is doing, like for the 50 years. She has become a figurehead of sorts for a certain movement and a change and a shift. And, you know, unfortunately, that is a very American thing to the superhero tradition, to like lift someone to sort of this exalted status. And then, like, God forbid, she make one mistake. And then everyone's like, she's not who I thought she was. So I hope that doesn't happen to her. I think she's much smarter than that. And of course, there are like a million of people working who aren't getting necessarily the recognition and front page coverage that she is. But who she is and what she symbolizes is absolutely beauty of the year.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, it's also just an example of like, you know, her, she was just very, very diligent and it was very, very smart and it was very, very hard work. And it wasn't, you know, she like, there is a tremendous amount of kind of showmanship within American politics, which I can find very exhausting, except when Katie Porter does it, in which case I love it.
Yes.
Oh, when I see that whiteboard.
Her flourishes are unparalleled.
She pulls out the marker and I just, But, you know, for Stacey, it was just like, it was just attacking this problem with just like, this is the problem. You need to give me the money. I know, I understand how to fucking tackle this. I know how to talk to my community. Just get the fuck out of my way. And I'm just so grateful that the Dems understood that. And were like, in this case, we're like, yes, let's listen to the black woman and just give her what she fucking needs.
Yeah.
And she's like, here you fucking go.
Yeah.
Delivered this.
Yeah. And also, by the way, hat tip to AOC for normalizing her radical agenda.
I fucking love this. Yeah.
Which is just let's take care of the people in this country.
Yeah. Let's give them a fraction of what people in other countries get. Maybe if people work full-time jobs, they should be able to afford a roof over their head and some health care. And
making me very upset is that it has become a luxury to have children in this country. It's become a luxury.
It is a fucking luxury. It really fucking truly is.
And the message that is sent to people without extraordinary means raising children, mm-hmm. who are like working two jobs to raise these kids, who are like the joy of their lives, is you did that, so now you're stuck with it. It's your problem. Yeah. And that's mm-hmm. disgusting. Yeah. It's inhumane. It's disgusting. Everyone should be able to have a job and support a family, no matter what that job is. It shouldn't be like a race to, Wall Street. It's insane to me. It's insane to me how this country is actively discouraging the formation of families and then wondering why the birth rate is going down. Like, of course it is.
And then also trying to force the birth rate by, taking away an awful amount of access to abortion and contraception, because that's the only way they can force it up.
It's demented. Because,
yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah. But yes, having children is a luxury in America, 100%. 100%. Okay, so other than Stacey Abrams, who are your beauties of the year?
Definitely AOC, definitely Stacey Abrams. My nanny.
Yeah.
My nanny. I've mentioned her before, but without Ursula, I would not have a career right now. We're learning a lot about how women are bearing the brunt. What was the quote? They said other countries have social nets. The United States has women.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what's happening, is that women are quitting their jobs in record numbers to stay home and take care of the kids. And that's also really, really messed up. And I see myself, taking on, of course, more of this stuff at home. My partner, thankfully, is willing to do it. But without Ursula, we wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be working if not for her. So, she is like a really important pillar in our work-life balance, and we couldn't do it without her.
So, okay, in rounding out the show, what is different after pandemic? What are we changing? What are any of our post-pandemic resolutions, if any?
I'm never flaking on a social plan again.
Ever again.
Every party.
Leaving a party early, not me.
I'm not canceling a dinner. I'm not. Uh-uh. I cancel. Amina and I canceled dinner March 6th because it was raining.
No.
Because it was raining.
No.
I didn't know I could never go to dinner again. It was raining.
Oh my god.
I can't. I feel like such a fool.
Yeah, I'm going to be at every single party and every single club that's happening. Yeah, keeping, the maintenance of my friendships, speaking to people more on the phone, FaceTiming people more, actually really checking in with people and just mailing people weird gifts. And I think just really very much investing in the people that are very dear to me is just something I just kind of want to continue doing.
Yeah. My joke is that I'll never feel bad about leaving the kids home on a work trip again. Because every time I leave, I'm for 2 days, I'm racked with guilt. I'm feverish and crying into my pillow. And I'm I don't care that I'm at Claridge's. I just can't. I miss the children so much. And I feel we did it, man. We bonded. Hang out with your grandparents.
So much bonding. Oh, my God.
I mean, I love them and I'll miss them, but I will not feel the way I did before. I will feel like we did it. You should probably hang out with your grandparents who didn't get to for we haven't seen my parents in a year. Yeah, it's really awful. It's awful.
Jeez.
And now when we need grandparents more than ever, they can't see the kids. It's just cosmic. It is cosmically, cosmically bad.
Yeah, I was incredibly fortunate in that I got to go home this summer because there was like a brief window where like the UK was like open again and cases were like, you know, negligible.
Manageable, yeah.
And so getting to go home and like actually see my family and like hang out with my grandparents and like check in with my cousins and my brother and my mum. I miss them horrendously now.
Yeah.
Had I not been able to do that trip in the summer, I don't know what kind of state I'd be in at the moment. I really don't know. And I just, yeah, I think that's it as well. It's just like, it did also make me realize, it was just like, I do want to be spending more time back in England.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at ways to kind of be able to like make that happen. And I think that given that work is going to be a lot more flexible.
Totally.
And I think it's going to be a lot easier to do so.
Yeah. So. We've always had the goal of, we're both writers, like we can do that from anywhere. If we're not in production, I've always dreamed that someday we could spend every summer somewhere else. Like I did when I was young. I mean, that would be amazing. So yeah, like actively working toward that, I think will be next step.
And again, we've already done a year's worth of Zoom and work. They can't lie to us and tell us that suddenly it's not possible now we have a vaccine. No.
No.
You will see me on the internet. You will still get your pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be in the south of France.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, well, great to talk to you guys. We miss you. Please send us your product recommendations. We're going to write everything up in the newsletter, which will come your way. You can sign up at foxybrownspod.com, I think. We'll put it in the show notes. And get everything written down, get links to everything. And we hope to see you for another season soon.
Indeed. All right. Love you guys. Miss you.
Bye. For show notes, including links to the products, services, people, and causes mentioned on this episode, you can subscribe to our official newsletter, Stuff and Things, through the link in our show notes or at foxybrownspod.com.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.